every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On Point Live right here from the CRN studios in Los Angeles. Hi, I'm Vince Ferragamo, former Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl quarterback, and alongside me is my former teammate, NFL legend and Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. And Jackie, you know, we're without our buddy today, Michael Horn.
What's going on? But you know, I got to tell you something. I like that introduction that you just gave me.
Michael, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I like that. You know, Michael.
Energizer was Buddy.
Yeah, Michael, the heck with the Energizer Buddy. I like that part. Vince, keep it up, Vince. You're doing a good job.
You know, Jackie, we're just finishing up the preseason in the NFL, and I have one pet peeve. The female broadcasters that broadcast football.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that they're bad, okay? But it's just, to me, there's no credibility when you hear the announcer is talking about the quarterback and is thinking and feeling like he does. That's like a female urologist telling you that she knows what you're going through, okay?
Wait a minute, Vinny.
Where's the credibility?
I can relate to what you're saying. And I have watched a lot of lady commentators, and I am amazed at their knowledge and how they have really, you know, committed themselves to learning the game so that they can communicate with the hardcore football fans. But then on occasion when you hear a young lady make a statement that, you know, he was thinking this or he was thinking that simply because of this and that, that's when that problem, you know, manifests itself, because you're thinking to yourself, there's absolutely no way you've ever been in this situation to have any understanding as to what he was thinking in that situation, you know. So I understand what you're saying, but it's kind of fun to have lady commentators, and I think they attract more women to the sport, and I think we're seeing the growth of a whole lot of women being very interested in some of the really technical aspects of pro football.
For sure. Even a sideline reporter would be perfect for that kind of position, Jackie. But you know what? It's football, and everything. It appeals to everybody.
Right.
So we want to remind our viewers to visit us on our website at onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at on.point.live. Hey, our major sponsor, Jackie, the greatest cheese in the world, right?
Greatest in the world.
Harmony Cheese. Go to the website. You can find all the different varieties. HarmonyCheese.com. And then listen, if you have to email us, we have a bunch of contests. Please email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. Right here on On Point Live. We'll be right back with a lot of news from the NFL starting up soon. We'll be right back.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. We're just getting ready, both Jackie and I, to talk about the NFL preseason. But we have some important videos to share with you this afternoon because I'm telling you, Jackie, you went to one of the Rams camp, and one of the major topics was how do they develop their offensive line.
Absolutely.
And get a couple more good players. You know they got Alaric Jackson. Okay, they signed him in the offseason. But you had a chance to visit with him at preseason. And we've got a couple shots of that. Tell us a little bit what your
well,
your
you know, as I said to you, and as I said to our audience a few weeks ago, one of my main concerns this offseason was the signing of this young man right here, Alaric Jackson. He has come a long way. He has proven to be a core, solid, top-rated offensive left tackle, blindside protector in the National Football League. He has the task of protecting one of the best quarterbacks in all of pro football, Matthew Stafford. And I was really concerned about him being re-signed because there were some other teams courting him. Now, unfortunately, and this pains me, unfortunately, he has been dealing with a blood clot situation that has kept him out of practice, Vince. Mm-hmm. And here is a guy, in my opinion, that has the potential to put together of what we would consider a Hall of Fame type of career if he were to stay healthy. Now, Vince, I know you know a little bit more about it than me. You know, he's having blood clot issues. Now, my understanding of blood clots is that it is not just something you smile at and that you go through the motions hoping it's going to get better. You have to be aggressive, proactive into putting this young man in an environment whereas he can't be hurt. My understanding is that the lack of blood coagulation when you get bruised, which could happen on any given play that you take a deep contusion to any part of your body, if that is not happening properly the way it was set up, God meant for it to be, then you are in harm's way. Can you help me understand that a little bit more, Vince?
Well, I think the condition that's alarming here, Jackie, it's a recurring medical condition that he's had this occurrence a couple years ago. And it's something that you're either born with, it's hereditary, it's just within your body. But when you get hit or you have a bleeding of some sort, the blood coagulates, but in the proper way. Because the liver produces, you know, proteins that help you coagulate the blood. But in some cases, if this coagulation turns into a blood clot, it could be devastating. It could be an alarming factor. And so this can happen any place in the body. So It's a thrombosis that does happen, and it can travel. And so if it's through the venous supply, maybe not quite as dangerous as it is if it hits the artery. So if it goes to the heart, it can be a cardiac arrest. If it goes to the brain, it could become a stroke of some sort. It can go to the lungs, can have some lung issues. You know, so there's a lot of problems that can result.
I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. Because the last time I heard this type of conversation, it was by a medical doctor. And I happen to know you, and I've known you so long, you as a friend of mine, you don't talk about this very much, but I happen to know that you were a pre-med student, and I also happen to know that your daughter is one of the best
pediatricians
in Orange County, Vanessa. So what you're saying to me is that if I have a problem with the coagulation of my blood, clotting to prevent me from actually bleeding out or bleeding to death, if that's done improperly, if that's not functioning right, then those clots can travel through my system and end up in my heart, my lung, and
brain,
and end up being a fatal situation.
It can be.
So in that particular case, the Rams have done a fantastic job of keeping this guy out of practice. I saw him when I went out there doing some things with no pads and taking a pad set and all that. But I didn't. I hear he has never put on pads in practice in pads. So, in your opinion, Vince, what are we looking at here? Are they going to take the risk? Is it risky for him to actually go and play football right now with them not knowing exactly how he's going to react to it? Because he had this problem in 2022. It came up.
You have to take into account all the precautions, Jackie. And, you know, even if you look healthy, you're gonna absorb hits. You're going to have bleeding. That's going to arise in football. It's just the nature of the game. It's a physical game. And so what's the scary part about it is if it resurfaces, if it reoccurs again, at what level is it going to reoccur? Can I take enough medical treatments that may put it off or subside the fact that I'm going to get a clotting? So these are all issues that player safety is at the foremost here. And you just look at it and you just wonder, how do you qualify somebody like that to go out and play this rigorous game at that intensity and have a pre-occurring condition while you let them play? I know Lark Jackson wants to play in the worst way.
I know he wants to play. I know Matthew Stafford wants him in the lineup.
Sure.
But we're talking life and death situation, it could
result something as severe as that.
I saw where Sean McVay was
optimistic.
He was paying a lot of tribute to the medical staff and all the work that they've done to make sure that this young man is taken care of, and he's handed being handled with kid gloves every step of the way. They haven't put any pressure on him whatsoever, just the thought of not knowing, it seemed like it would kind of paralyze the whole process of getting him ready to play football, because he hasn't practiced in pads. He hasn't hit anyone. He hasn't sustained a deep contusion or bruise in his arm that would force his body to do the coagulation and then go through it, work through it. So for me, I just got mixed feelings about it. I know that this guy is a great football player. I know he's going to make a difference if he's on the field, and there will be a major fall off if he's not, but I don't want to see him jeopardize his health. I really don't.
Right, and it's a fundamental aspect of football is the protection aspect, and he certainly would be a big help to that offensive line, Jackie. But, you know, you mentioned one fact that he didn't play in the preseason. There's been a lot of players, and Sean McVay is one of the few coaches that have come out and supported the fact that I'm going to rest my starters and not play. But you and I both agree that getting in game shape and play shape form is very important, whether it is a limited amount of plays, but you have to get on the field and participate. Especially, I know as a quarterback, I think it's very important. And we see a lot of quarterbacks who have been top named quarterbacks in the league are playing in the preseason. Patrick Mahomes,
absolutely.
Joe Burrow,
absolutely.
Okay, they're playing. So I think that that is a mark of maybe a team in preparation. And then, you know, some of the big winners, I think, this preseason, Jackie, have to be some of these clubs, like the Chiefs. The Giants have played well in preseason, the Texans, the Ravens. But, you know, Jackie, I have one question to ask you. Maybe we can get into it here because we're still recovering from the preseason. It's not the same as regular season. But there was four teams that went undefeated. Okay, the Ravens, the Broncos, and the AFC. Okay, the Giants and the Bears. Okay, what effect does that have any bearing on what's going to happen in the regular season with these teams?
Well, you know, Vince, a lot of people would say no. They would say the preseason and the regular season are two entirely different entities. It's primarily because you are playing guys in some cases that will not make the team, and you know that going into training camp. But for me, and over the period of time that I played this great game that we love, I always felt like the kind of momentum that you wanted to grow and build and have came from how you conducted yourself in the preseason when the games didn't matter. You see, football character, in my opinion, is critical when you get into the regular season. The guys with great football character, the teams with great football character, they want to win at their positions all the time. And if everybody is doing that at their individual positions, then the collective is going to be the kind of effort that you want to have in the preseason, and then it'll carry over to the regular season.
Well, we're going to get more into these winners and losers, Jackie, in the preseason as they prepare for the regular season coming up here. But we want to remind all our viewers, too, to watch us every week and listen to us on CRN Radio. We're on different stations on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 on Tuesdays. CRN Radio Wednesdays, 11 to 12. Saturdays from 8 to 9, Sundays from 6 to 7. So we're on multiple times, and then also our radio station, KABC, will also cover our show. So we're here. We'll be right back with more on the NFL.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Here we are talking about the preseason in the NFL. And Jackie, you had a chance to go to one of the practices that the Rams had. And they conducted at the college there. And tell us a little bit about the Legends community and how much fun that was.
It was so much fun, Vince. And many of our teammates were there. We went there and we signed some autographs. A lot of the kids from the community came out. You can see me and George Andrews there. And take a look at this picture here, Vince.
I mean, there are guys in the middle there.
All these guys I played with. You got Pat Thomas on the far right, Rod Perry in the far left. Those guys were our starting two corners in Super Bowl 14. And you got right in the middle, Rosie Greer, who was the oldest living Los Angeles former Ram, and he's 93 years old. Harold Jackson right behind him, Ivory Sully, and then there's Torrey Holt back there, and myself. We had a fantastic time. Right here, you
That's
can see
shot.
Johnny Johnson from left to right. Johnny Johnson, George Andrews, Rob
what
Perry,
George
myself.
What
George has turned into old Chris Kringle. Look at that. Look at old Chris Kringle right there. And then there's your old target right there in the white shirt, Preston Denard, and of course Pat Thomas, the rugged cornerback from Texas A&M. He was a fantastic roommate and teammate. But we came to the team the same year. It was just so much fun, man. And this is why I champion the causes of most NFL teams as they try to keep those guys together. When we come back, you know how it is, Vince. When we come back and we get together seeing each other, it brings
old
back
times.
Memories. It brings back
old
memories, you know. And and people ask me all the time. They said, Jackie, you never won a championship with the Rams. Would you have rather have played with a team that won a couple of Super Bowls like the Patriots or somebody like that? And I said, no. Absolutely not, because I would not replace the relationships that I have with those men that you just saw, the fun that we had growing up together and everything. It was just a fantastic situation, and I played with those guys, and guys like them for the better part of two decades. It was just unbelievable experience.
Yeah, the camaraderie that you develop between players and lifetime friends that you
Absolutely.
Have, Jackie. I mean, there was no substitute for that.
No substitute
and
whatsoever.
It was so great. So I think that's what the Rams are trying to learn now, Jackie, as they build their team for the playoffs. But, as we look at the preseason game, we have to reflect back on the last game they played against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they traveled to Cleveland. They lost that game late in the game on a few penalties that went against them. But, there's a few takeaways in that game. And, I like Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback. I think he had a rough time.
You've always said that.
It was halftime, and the Rams were, trying to catch up. And I said, Shedeur Sanders is going to come out and blow it up. He's going to have a great second half. And it was dismal. He didn't have any protection, Jackie. So, I mean, as a quarterback, you got to be able to stand in the pocket just for at least a second and throw the ball. You couldn't even stand there.
It's amazing that I'm listening to you say this. And most of the time you're talking about the great wide receivers and the play calling and putting you in a situation to make this dart of a pass or that loft of a pass. But the one thing that you inevitably have to come back to is the protection. Vince, if no one is protecting you, my friend, you will admit that you are going to have a rough day. I mean, just think about this. Now, I've been watching Shedeur Sanders, and I think he has the mental toughness that I would enjoy working with as a quarterback. I mean, he was criticized for the way he approached his head coach at the end of that game when he wanted to go back into the game to prove that he could pull this thing out, and the coach did not send him back in. Now, I don't know why he didn't do that, but what we saw when he was in there, we saw him get sacked 5 times. And this was not the Rams' starting pass rush group. This was just some guys, just filling out the time and finishing in the game. He got sacked 5 times, Vince. And the other thing about that is that on the final cut, that team cut 4 of those offensive linemen that were on the field with him when he had those 5 sacks.
Yeah.
So the mere fact that he wanted to get back into the game and then have an opportunity to pull it out with that group of offensive linemen says a lot about his toughness. It says a lot about his resolve to want to be the best quarterback that team has. Unfortunately, you can't pair great resolve and great talent at that position with a poor offensive line.
Well, he really needed it, and I think his intention was to go out and redeem himself. Okay, he wanted to get back in the game. That's the competition competitor he is. Okay, that's what I like about him.
I like that too. Yes. I like that. I love that.
You know, he's trying to the end. But then again, coming off his oblique injury that he suffered a couple weeks prior, and I think the coach Stefanski was thinking for the future. He was down the road. I'll put Tyler Huntley in there, who they later cut, but he actually led the team down there. And
they later cut him.
You know, with the help of three defensive penalties, they kicked the winning field goal. But, you know, it's a preseason game. And I think at this point, I mean, it was pretty recognizable that there was no offensive line to protect the quarterback.
Let me
get Shadur out of there because, you know, when you look at the three games that they played, he still had the better statistics.
He did.
Okay, he had the two touchdowns, three touchdowns, one interception, something like that. But, you know, he was very steady, okay? I think now that, you know, the team has decided on the quarterbacks. They're going to go with Joe Flacco. They did trade Kenny Pickett because I think they saw what Shadur Sanders can do. So now they traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders. So we'll see what happens because I thought Kenny was a really good quarterback as well. So, but, you know, that's the nature of the game. Some of these guys are going to make it. Some aren't. Some are make the practice field. So the Rams looking forward. I mean, they got a game in 2 weeks against the Texans. The Texans also had a pretty good preseason. They look pretty sharp. C.J. Stroud, I mean, D'Amico Ryans, he's got that team on the move. It'll be a contest.
They bolstered their offensive line by signing Laken Tomlinson,
that's right,
the great left guard, to play along next to a rookie left tackle that they have. And it's really going to make a huge difference for that young tackle to have a solid veteran playing right next to him. So they made some moves with that team that I really like down in Houston.
I think some teams are accelerating their recovery and getting better. Some teams are staying the same. Some teams are declining. There's teams that we've seen. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I think that let's talk about the Chargers, how they're doing. I mean, they had their last game against the 49ers. They didn't come out on top. But, again, Justin Herbert did not play in this game, but he's played some in the preseason, which he's getting ready. I think he'll be ready. He's a top-notch quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they had some issues.
Yeah.
They had a few issues.
They did, Ben. And I know you are a little bit different than I am about Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator in particular. I saw Trey Lance play in that game, and I know how you feel about Trey Lance. But Trey Lance, in my opinion, he played a really good ball game. I mean, one of the things that Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, has had and proven that he's capable of initiating and putting into place is the use of the read option game with a running athletic quarterback. Now, when you looked at Trey Lance, he didn't just sit in the pocket and orchestrate the offense and make all kind of throws there. No, he didn't. But what he did do was he had some read option runs that were quite impactful that I'm not even sure Justin Herbert could run those type of things. So what I think, even though I know how you feel about Greg Roman and the defensive coordinator, I think that Trey Lance for Greg Roman allows Greg Roman to do the things that he did with Lamar Jackson as he won two MVP awards over at the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we know that their quarterback is Justin Herbert. He's thrown for more yards than any quarterback in NFL history over that same period of time. But suppose he gets hurt, or suppose you want to change it up for a gullible defense that allows you to use the read option game. In my opinion, Greg Roman knows how to dial that up, and Trey Lance knows how to run it. I like the combination of he and Justin Herbert on that Charger football team. And I also like the fact that their defensive pass rush is not going to fall off, even though Joey Bosa is not there anymore. Yeah. Because Khalil Mack and Tui Pulotu, the kid from USC, great edge rushers. So that's my take on the Charger. I think they're heading in the right direction.
They got a big offensive lineman, too, from the Philadelphia Eagles, who's going to help. Didn't play in the preseason. But, yeah, they're going to be strong up front. Jim Harbaugh knows the secret. He has a secret sauce, I think, doesn't he, Jackie?
Yes.
He knows a little bit about quarterbacks. But I'm just not a big fan of his coordinators, Jesse Minter and also Greg Roman. I've seen some errors in the preseason, which are uncalled for. They should never have been called. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Trey Lance, You know, he's had a couple pitfalls, I mean, along the way, the 49ers and the Cowboys. I wasn't totally impressed. It's the awareness. It's the awareness system about being able to collaborate with your entire team and be able to focus and have a space focus as well as a fine focus. Just something lacking there, in my opinion, but we'll see. I mean, if he's going to be a backup, maybe he'll just take him more time to learn a little bit more about the game.
And can you see them bring him onto the field for maybe 5 to 6 snaps during a game, taking Justin Herbert out? And
well,
then all
funny.
Of a sudden you got 10, 12, 15-yard chunks on his legs mm-hmm. alone, and maybe even with his arm.
That's possible. That's possible. You know what a team that's going to do that this year is Seattle. Okay, they have Sam Darnold at quarterback, and they got Milrow, okay, from Alabama. They're going to put him at the goal line on in the red zone.
Yeah, they've said that.
Yeah, and they're going to have a separate system for him with certain plays that he can execute.
Yeah,
okay,
now,
and I think that's smart.
Yeah, but how smart is it for you to make that announcement? For you to make that
well,
announcement,
it's coming
before your opponents. You know, before you even play anyone, you go there and they're going to be looking for it.
Well, they're looking for it, but they're not going to know what's coming at what's going to hit them.
Maybe but they'll look and see what his best plays were when he was playing regularly, and they'll prepare for those.
Well, there's a lot of other teams we need to talk about here in the preseason, Jackie. Some teams that have winning that look like they won in preseason, some that lost, some that just didn't move one way or the other. So we'll get into that next when we come back. But we want to remind all of our viewers that, you know, this is On Point Live. Make sure you visit our website, onpointlive.net. Go to harmonycheese.com, Jackie, because they have the best cheese without a doubt.
How about the six pepper cheddar?
That's what I was thinking.
The six pepper cheddar.
And the Abergele?
Yes, I had some cheese toast with six pepper cheddar just yesterday.
So you can't miss out on that stuff, Jackie.
No,
so harmonycheese.com, don't forget. And we'll be right back with On Point Live, more with the NFL.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo! GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live right here at the CRN Studios in Los Angeles. Jackie, a few weeks ago during preseason, you had a chance to go to the Canton Hall of Fame game.
Absolutely.
And talk to a lot of the former Hall of Fame players. What was that like? It must have been a great time.
It was fantastic, man. You see guys that you were, you know, idolized when you were a kid, you know, Larry Little and guys you played against like me, Joe Green, and just to see all of these wonderful, outstanding guys that have set themselves apart in a game that you and I love, Vince, it's just I'm like a fan every time I go there. It's not like I'm being celebrated. I don't go there to get celebrated. I go there to enjoy. Here's a picture here of Mike Munchak, two of my classmates, Mike Munchak, who used to be the head coach, but he was an offensive guard with Houston for a long time. And we had the unbelievable pleasure of helping to celebrate another one of my classmates, Marv Levy's 100th birthday. He's 100 years old, Vince, and you couldn't – I mean, he is still full of what do you call it, piss and vinegar? I'm telling you, man.
He's so sharp, Jackie. I had dinner with him once in Chicago. He is so intelligent.
Unbelievable.
What a great personality he has to be a coach.
You know, I think
that's how
about,
he made the Hall of Fame.
And then there was Jared Allen there. You know, this guy, you remember him? He'd sack a quarterback, and then he'd simulate the tying up a calf and a calf roping event. And his daddy presented him. And then I always have to go by and check and see that they move my head out of there, and you can see me. You can see me.
That's the whole class. You guys had seven inductees
that year. We had seven guys. Nick Bonacani, Ron Yeary from USC, Lynn Swan, the great one, Nick Bonacani, Jack Youngblood, my old teammate, myself, and then Chuck Muncy. We had a big class, but, boy, we had a good time when we all went in. And it's always a pleasure seeing each other. There was Mr. Allen there. He was an outstanding
pass rusher. Eric Allen, too. This was the new guys, the new inductees.
Great cover guy right there. And then Antonio Gates, the special tight end that played with the Chargers. Oh. And, of course, Sterling Sharp. This was the first – Sterling Sharp's brother, Shannon, is already in the Hall of Fame, and they became the first brothers to actually be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I was honored to be able to be there and to see that and to watch them enjoy that together as a family. It was a great, great weekend.
Well, that's an annual event that you get to go to each year to enjoy the festivities, but also meet the new inductees, Jackie. And I know
inductees.
You have a lot to do and say about that kind of stuff. But these are the epitome of the players that not only are they great football players, they're great people in general, and they just have a great disposition.
You know, I could probably almost count on two fingers, and I will say this, on two fingers, the number of guys who show up there every year who are not impressed with the individuals that are coming in. You know, I say two, three people because I can think of a couple of guys whose egos are just as big as this building we're sitting in, and they think that they are the best, and nobody should even be in the class other than them. There should be a different class of Hall of Famer for them. There are a couple of guys like that, and you appreciate them for having that kind of confidence. You don't appreciate why they have it, but confidence is a good thing in a certain position. But the reality of it all is most of the men that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that I've interacted with, they are as big a fan of the new inductees and of the old inductees as anybody in the country. They just so appreciate one another.
Well, Jackie, it's funny because you talk about controlling your emotions, and in football, that's part of the game, and that's one of the most vital aspects that you have to have. But, you know, we've seen some of these players react differently to the fans and some of the signs they show on the stadium. Like, you know, a fan is a fanatic, okay? He's entitled to do whatever he wants. But don't let it get to you, because we're talking about Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a sign that said, bigger bust, is it Geno or Jamarcus Russell?
Ooh.
And he had a reaction which wasn't really taken very well.
You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Take it with a grain of salt.
I mean, come on.
Listen, there's nobody that's ever been insulted more than me.
Yeah, you know,
we went to San Francisco.
Okay.
And this is toward the end of my career. And I needed to gain weight. I needed to get bigger. So, you know, I have a tendency to gain most of my weight right through the midsection right through here. And so I never will forget. The 49ers were beating us. and we had to go off the field. And this guy stood up and he cupped his hands like this, and he goes, "Hey Slater, can you do one sit-up?" They had to hold me back. I was getting ready to go get the guy.
Control your emotions. Yeah,
I had to control my emotions.
Let it go.
When I looked up there and I saw the people around him laughing the way they were, you know, with the way I looked at the time, it had to have been the highlight of them ever attending a 49er Rams.
Hey, all Geno had to say is, "I'm laughing all the way to the bank."
That's
so
all he had to say.
Who cares? You know, come on. Anyway, so we have to talk a little bit about the big winners here in preseason as we approach the 2025 season. I think one of them that stands out to me, and I saw them in preseason, were the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely.
Jack. I mean, they have the same coaching staff. They've been
same
in place for
staff.
So long. The great quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. But I saw one thing from him, Jackie, and I'll let you go talk more about the rest of the guys. But he had this intention that he had to come back and redeem himself. He was going to come back after that Super Bowl loss last year with more fire, more work ethic, more camaraderie.
No, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
I'm talking about Patrick, but it rubbed off in the entire team because Shaheed Rice is coming up. Their tight end, Travis Kelce. I mean, these guys are all committed. They come with the intention to camp, to train hard, forget what's happened in the past, and we're going to shoot for the
top. Travis Kelce has already gone on record and said he can't go out that way.
That's right.
He can't go out that way.
So what did he do?
Well,
he announced a...
Well, he got engaged, for one thing. I mean, that ain't the worst thing that could happen.
You know what?
Worst thing that happened.
Now he got that engaged. Out of the way. So now there's no more question. Now he can concentrate on football.
Now he can concentrate on football. But, you know, one of the things that Vince... Just think about this. I mean, we're talking about one of the top, if not the top quarterback in all of pro football. And he played in the game. You see?
Yes.
He played in the game.
In the preseason
game. In the preseason game when it doesn't matter.
No.
It's all about timing. It's all
preparation,
about
Jackie.
It's all about developing continuity with your players.
That's right.
And that's a priority for he and Andy Reid, two of the winningest personalities in all of pro football at their respective positions in the National Football League. And they see the importance of him not being protected and coddled, but having an opportunity to get on the field and lead his team and to show everybody that, hey, we're all in. We're working to get this accomplished this year. Yep. We should have gotten it accomplished perhaps a year ago. We missed an opportunity for a three-peat, but I'd be doggone if we don't put the effort in to try to get three out of four. And that's what I saw when I saw Andy Reid and his outfit.
It starts at the top, and it trickles down, Jackie.
It does.
And that's where it starts with Andy Reid.
Absolutely.
Starts with Patrick Mahomes and all the way down the line. Okay, the other team that looked really good, was undefeated in preseason with the Ravens, and they didn't even play Lamar Jackson.
Didn't
so
play him.
Expand upon that.
Well, that you know, Todd Monken, that offensive coordinator, one of the things that you and I have always said is that Todd Monken has helped Lamar develop more of a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can take off, he can scramble. They do have a design run or two here and there for him, but this guy has improved leaps and bounds as a pocket passer. Now, I always give guys a hard time for not playing their starters in the preseason to get used to the rigors of the sport. If I were to ever make an exception to that rule, it would be Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
Because one of the big things, and he's a two-time MVP, Vince, but one of the big knocks against Lamar Jackson is that he has a tendency to falter or to weaken or to not deliver in once they get into the playoffs. And a lot of people have speculated that Lamar Jackson, you know, when you factor in his passing, his running and scrambling and all of that work, that when he gets to the end of the season, he's quite frankly just worn out. And so it seemed to me that not playing him might be a smart thing, because a 200-pound man is not made to be taking all of these big shots in the National Football League, and maybe this is a very smart move for him, because we know he's going to run and throw the football as well as anybody in the game.
It's a great point, I don't think it's ever been mentioned before, but Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson have a great relationship, okay? They understand one another. Todd is very intuitive. He explains everything to Lamar and the course of action they're going to take. And what the explanation was, we're going to find the reliable players that will step in when I'm going to rest you late in the season. And they hopefully will be in a position that have already secured the playoffs, and they're going to get Lamar Jackson ready for another start of a season, and it's going to be the playoff season.
That appears to be the goal this season.
That's what's going to happen.
They want him fresh for the latter part of the latter quarter of the season.
That's the only thing that's holding him back from being the epitome of accomplishing everything in the NFL. He needs to go to the Super Bowl. Okay, and so that can happen, and the only guy that can deliver for him as a coach would be Todd Monken, and he understands. And I think that's what they're doing there. So we'll see what happens during the course. Hey, another team that was very sharp this year, too, Jay, with the Giants.
Yes.
Okay, the Giants. And I have to comment about Jackson Dart. We were very high on him coming out of the draft. He's looked excellent. Jackie, the main thing about him, he's very much like Bo Nix and Justin Herbert. He has a 3.71 GPA.
So he's a sharp,
he was the SEC honor roll.
Sharp guy.
Sharp guy, Jackie, but very astute. Timing is prolific. I mean, he really understands how to throw the ball. He can move if he has to. I mean, I see this guy being the limit. But Russell Wilson is the starter and the incumbent starter, just like Joe Flacco is with Shedeur Sanders.
And we'll see what happens. Just a matter of time. The other thing they did was they added Abdul Carter. They already had
from Penn State.
They already had an excellent defensive front. They already had a great ability to put schematically pressure on quarterbacks. Now you add an individual like this who's clearly able to defeat one-on-one pass blockers. It just makes them a more dynamic team, in my opinion. And you're going to start with Russell. There's no doubt about it. But what that does, it gives an opportunity for them to ease their talented young players in position. Not that Russell can't do some special things, but this guy is pretty unique. We both agreed to that.
And I was impressed with the Titans a little bit this year with Cam Ward. I mean, I love his personality as a quarterback. Jackie, he's very easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really seems to bother him. He gets out of trouble if he has to. He makes plays when the time comes.
He has an elite arm.
He does, and he is a good leader. So I think the Titans have looked pretty good in preseason. The other team, of course, are the Texans with C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans. I mean, they like you said earlier, they've added a lot of good offensive linemen to help that team out. But they will be probably a playoff team this year as well. So, I mean, some teams didn't do so well, Jackie, and I have to start with that one, all right?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I know how you are when you look at teams, and for a lot of different reasons, you make your decisions about whether they're good
coaches
or bad.
And I base it a lot on coaching, Jackie, because I look at the Detroit Lions.
Okay? Oh, my goodness.
They lost three games. They won one. They lost three.
Vince, how many coaches did they lose from last year?
They lost eight.
Eight coaches.
Eight coaches, their offense and defensive coordinator, and I think it's
they had
really
two guys that are going to become head coaches, right?
Right. Yeah,
the defensive coordinator.
Right.
And their
Aaron Glenn and then Ben Johnson. Yeah, and Ben's doing a great job with the Bears. And Bears were another undefeated team as well. So, I mean, that's what's happening, and I think they were predicted to be a really good team this year. So we'll see. But anyway, you'll have to continue to listen to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We still have some few things to cover, some funny things coming up that you don't want to miss. But watch us on onpointlive.net. Make sure you visit the website and Instagram. Our Instagram is on.point.live, Jackie, so don't forget to follow us there. And harmonycheese.com. How could you forget the great cheeses that we have, Jackie?
I mean, and try the Ambergelli.
And the six pepper cheddar.
Yeah, the six
don't
pepper
forget.
Cheddar.
All right, we'll be right back with On Point Live right after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We're here to talk about the preseason, Jackie. And, you know, this is a time to, when you have all these veterans want more money. Can you believe what they're asking for? They're hold-ins. Instead of holding out, they're staying in camp.
Holding in.
And they're getting paid.
Getting paid.
Can you imagine some of these contracts that they're signing, the guaranteed money?
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And you know what? The wide receiver position is the one that's taking it. I mean, I never thought I'd live to see the day that I'd see a wide receiver be more coveted than a great running back in the NFL. Well,
they're making more money.
Can you name a wide receiver that played when Jim Brown was playing? Can you name a wide receiver that played when
the game has changed? It's more wide open. It's passing. It's the flag football.
It's unbelievable. And I can't belittle them because I guess they do take some wicked shots and they have to. It's tough defending these guys and all. And people want to see it. They want to see the big play down the field. So I guess you pay for what you get.
Well, Terry McLaurin has been a player they've been missing with the Commanders. Okay, he just signed $96 million, Jackie, $60 million guaranteed.
Unbelievable. And if anybody, the guy's had five straight years over 1,000 yards receiving. And I don't think
he's valuable.
And I don't think he had the same quarterback for 2 years in a row.
Right.
So he's proven that he is a competent player. And he was a huge asset to the young quarterback that made Rookie of the Year, Daniels, from them last year.
Jaden is the happiest guy in camp.
He's the happiest guy in camp.
How about Trey Hendrickson for the Cincinnati Bengals, Jackie?
Well,
he just made $30 million for 1 year contract.
Absolutely, and one year is not a lot of long term security right there. But who knows? He could jackpot if the guy leads the league in sacks again for the third year in a row. I mean, he jackpots to maybe a 2 year.
James Cook.
Who knows what he makes?
James Cook made $12 million a year.
Yeah,
he just got a bump in his pay.
Amazing.
How about Dan Campbell? He's insisting that the NFL change the rule. Their mascot, they want to put a real lion on the field, Jackie, as their man run on the field.
I don't know about that because those lions have predatory instincts that I don't think that ever goes away. And some little dainty little pork chops start running across the field in front of them. Who's going to hold a lion back? Who's going to hold a lion back? Where did he get that idea?
I don't know.
That is one of the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to turn that lion loose on his opponent, so maybe
one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Hey, we want our viewers, though, we want to hear from you. Email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. We have some great giveaways. We've got an appliance from Universal Appliances. Please email us. Give us your thoughts. What do you think about the Lions here on the field? We'll be back. What do we say, Jackie?
Stay on point.